Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friend. We are going to talk about the creative pitch that led to Sasha Banks and Naomi walking out of WWE Raw.
The WWE locker room is reportedly unsympathetic to Sasha and Naomi.
We're going to talk about the fired WWE wrestler that Edge wanted in Judgment Day.
And I'm going to tell you which wrestler just said he was the best wrestler in the world. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the After News.
All WWE stories for this bad boy. We did an AEW video earlier on. Check that out. It's probably already on the channel.
Should hope so.
If it's not,
someone's getting fired.
Yeah, we're going to kick someone's ass. Obviously not. We're very soft. Either way, we've got some more stuff to cover on the Sasha Banks Naomi situation. This is still developing. This is going to be rumbling on for a while. We'll probably be talking about it all week, if not beyond that. But PW Insider's Mike Johnson came through with a report last night, kind of outlining some of the creative issues that were seemingly behind Sasha and Naomi, the women's tag team champions, dropping their belts on John Laurinaitis' desk and going, "This sucks, goodbye," and walking out on the show. So, six-pack challenge. According to sources that Mike Johnson, PW Insider, has consulted with, the plan for the six-pack challenge was, and Fightful Select have disputed this twice now, so we should mention that for balance's sake. Their sources have mentioned that this wasn't the case. However, PW Insider's sources say that apparently Naomi was going to pin Sasha
in
the six-pack challenge. This would have been... So the idea that they would have to wrestle in the six-pack challenge, which was going to be for number one contendership, would have been built through several segments throughout the night. And then this apparently would have happened. Now, Bianca would have gone on to defeat Naomi at Hell in a Cell for the Raw Women's Championship. It was a number one contender six-pack challenge. So effectively, Naomi would have been served up. A women's tag team champion would have been served up as a kind of a filler defense on like a B-level premium.
Yeah, it would have been dumb, is what you're saying.
Event. Yeah, it would have been stupid. I like that. You just cut straight through it with the facts. now, another side of this is that there were also talks that Sasha Banks would have gone over to SmackDown and gone, "Hello, Ronda Rousey, I want a piece of that belt," and then lost to her as well.
On a B-show, man.
Yeah, probably at Hell in a Cell as well.
One of the best matches of Ronda's first run.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It was tremendous. And I'm sure both of those would have been like really good matches, but that kind of ignores the wider point here, which is that the reason that they were upset wasn't necessarily because like Sasha was going to get beat by Naomi on Raw. It was that for the next few weeks of programming, their portrayal was going to be less than ideal, having dedicated a great deal of time and effort to honing their tag team in recent months since coming together, and they have. They've really made this work. The women's tag team championships would have been downplayed, and they would have theoretically been left rudderless after all this, because they wouldn't have been even been considering those belts. They would have just been thrown into singles feuds that they were going to lose, and then they come back and you've got a couple of losers as champions. I can see why they would not enjoy that. For sure. Now, Mike Johnson notes that Naomi and Sasha Banks are still listed on WWE's internal roster. Their status with the promotion, as well as that of the women's tag team titles, is up in the air at the moment. So, yeah, it's a still developing situation. Fightful Select original report spoke about how there was a conversation between Vince McMahon and Sasha, and neither of them budged. which presumably contributed to this as well. There was the WWE statement, which was so heavily skewed against the workers, and it contained a line about them feeling unsafe with the planned people in the six-pack challenge, and Fightful have come out and said straight up that they hadn't heard anything like that whatsoever. So, hey, look, there's a lot of crap flying around with regards to
this. Corey Graves said a lot of it on commentary.
Yeah, he did. He did. Carmella tweeted last night, of course, in defense of this. It's fair enough. He's just doing it.
I have a bit of sympathy. Yeah. At the end of the day, we all know that they've got that bloke shouting in their ear. If they don't say what he says, then they're gone as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. He was doing his job. So while it's not ideal that this line came out on TV, it came from someone else.
Yeah, it's not his. It's not him saying it directly.
It's not Corey Graves going, screw them. But yeah, there we go. There's some more details. Yep.
Just to reiterate what I said yesterday, really. It's just so easy to book this. Like, you have Asuka win, you have Becky complain about Asuka winning, you make it a triple threat, you pin Becky again at Hell in a Cell, then you've got all your big matches still there for those, you know, series of stadium shows. Plus, you've got two bloody tag teams in the six-pack challenge, Andy. Just have Nikki A.S.H. eat the pin from Asuka, for example, which actually works in terms of her story of Doudrop being like, you need to take this more bloody seriously. Why don't we make a Scottish tag team?
And that could have been down to something done by Sasha and Naomi, which could have then led to the tag team program.
Exactly.
So you could have two big matches.
It feels like these flipping tag team titles are more trouble than they're worth sometimes. Because you can't be like, they matter now. And also, we're just going to pin the tag champs at the same time at the next pay-per-view. Yeah. Premium live event, my apologies.
Premium.
But I just, it just seems ridiculous, this. And yet...
it's a crap idea across the board. It's rubbish.
There's a further report coming out...
the booking, by the way.
Yeah, that claims that the WWE locker room is actually unsympathetic towards Sasha Banks and Naomi following that walkout. Now, you may well have seen quite a few people on social media giving them their support, understandably. The likes of Bayley, Dax Harwood, etc. But it doesn't sound like it is a unanimous groundswell of support in the locker room. There was an initial report on this from Wade Keller from PW Torch, of course, and Brian Alvarez confirmed it on Wrestling Observer Live that despite the obvious people I've just mentioned there and people like Jimmy Uso, there's not a lot of sympathy. Even terms like Mark effing Mark and Diva have been thrown around, mainly targeted reportedly at Sasha Banks, less so than at Naomi. But I'll be honest, I was stunned to read this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I was and I wasn't.
Yes.
Because it's like the kind of thing where you automatically think, okay, if there are other people in the company who are upset with their creative direction, they could probably relate to something like this. It's just the difference would be, of course, that Sasha and Naomi have acted on it and they walked out during the show. At the same time, I reckon a lot of people in WWE are just kind of content. And probably think that, look, I know what this company is. I understand the certain creative frustrations that come with it, and I'm going to just accept that.
Just don't rock the boat sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people might have that attitude in the company. But hey, you know where we stand. We're pro-worker. I'm not too sure there's much reason to side with WWE on this story.
No.
And more power to Sasha and Naomi. I hope that they get, whatever the resolution of the situation may be, I hope they get something that is worthy of them and their talents. I think that Sasha Banks is one of the best wrestlers in WWE. I think that she should be built around to the same degree as Roman Reigns. There you go.
Don't like this effing Mark Diva stuff being chucked around. I get the feeling if this was two male wrestlers in the tag team, that wouldn't be getting
said. Oh, 100%. Yeah, absolutely right. Pacifically, almost said
indeed.
There.
But yeah. And even just not to be too dismissive of, like, I obviously want them to take care of Sasha and Naomi and obviously do that. But how about you just book everything better, WWE?
Yeah.
Is that too much to ask?
Look,
I realise they've got a thin roster. It's kind of their own fault for releasing loads of people. Yeah. And they've gone, oh, bollocks, what can we do? Just sort of, you know, spin the wheels before we get to the big stadium shows. But this ain't it, guys.
That's the thing, isn't it? Because it's like, thin roster, who do we have to, who do we have that Bianca and Ronda can beat on this pay-per-view? Well, why did you release Dakota Kai, who's great? Like, I know she wasn't gonna sign her or whatever, but maybe if you'd booked her a little bit better over the past few years, or she thought that there was a good future for her on the main roster, she might have signed a new contract.
And do you know what's really frustrating is I thought the WWE booking before the start of this week was really good. I thought the Raquel Rodriguez stuff with Ronda Rousey was sensational. MRs. That is how you have someone lose and get over in defeat. I thought it was brilliant on SmackDown. And then we come to this. I get it. On the SmackDown preview, me and Hamlet were looking at the roster going, who do you give Ronda for the pay-per-view? And we were like, Xia Li's about it, really, until Shayna was freed up from this tag team stuff. But,
there's loads of people, isn't there? There's loads of people.
Like, how about looking further than the end of your nose, WWE, basically?
Exactly.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Anyway, we could talk about this all day. We'll move on. Let's talk about Edge.
Oh, good.
Edge. What's that term? Goose flapper. What's that from?
Is
that,
I have no idea.
Is that Dude Where's My Car? Where it's like, calm down.
Oh, maybe, yes.
You know what? I'm going to Google it while you're talking about this story.
Okay.
Edge wanted this fired WWE wrestler to be in The Judgment Day.
Malcolm Bivens.
Recently let go. Was not Malcolm Bivens.
Oh, he would have been great,
though. I'll give you two more guesses.
I mean, I know who it is.
All right, I'm not going to say it. It's Harland.
It's Harland off of Joe Gacy on NXT 2K.
There you go. Joe Gacy's kind of version of Nails, which is weirdly how Parker Boudreau was portrayed on WWE television. But Ringside News broke this story earlier in the week, and it was corroborated by Dave Meltzer on the latest episode of Wrestling Observer Radio. And the pitch was actually being acted upon as well, Edge's pitch, to have Harland being involved until he was let go on the 29th of April. He was cut along with 9 other NXT names. Now on Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer stated that the process of Boudreau potentially entering Judgment Day or The Judgment Day was kept very secretive until ultimately WWE decided not to go ahead with it. So the Judgment Day is currently Edge, Damian Priest, Rhea Ripley and a bunch of blue lights. Boudreau had been with WWE since February 2021. He was let go. There was a bunch of reporting on those NXT releases about certain people not improving to the desired level. Whether or not that applied to Harland is unclear.
Barely saw him wrestle on telly. Yeah,
like he had like 2 squashes or something like that. Budget cuts were given as the reason, of course, by Johnny Ace. Our favourite guy.
Money's tight in WWE right now. Was it record profits?
Yeah.
I'm annoyed at this, right, because I think this could have worked really well. I mean, Parker Boudreau, Harland, you may remember us reporting on him a few years back as the next Brock Lesnar. That's what people were saying, which is a lot of pressure to put on him. But you look at the bloody size of him and you go, yeah, he could probably really be something within WWE. And I think he would have been a nice fit in The Judgment Day. Probably wouldn't have him talk that much, wouldn't have him spout that bollocks that the rest of them do. Yeah. But imagine a 5-piece for The Judgment Day. You've got the legend Edge, you've got Tommaso Ciampa, that's another person I'd chuck in there, as I was going to say the young upstart, but you know, just the smaller guy compared to the rest of them. Damian Priest, yeah, obviously. Rhea Ripley, great addition. Then Harland, or whatever they were going to call him, just muscle initially. And what a brilliant tree to learn from, if that's a phrase.
Yeah, could learn how to do over-the-top facial expressions and rip off the House of Black with lighting. I'm joking, of course. It would have been a great group of people for him to work with, for sure, particularly if you're roped like Tommaso Ciampa and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All good stuff. Just checked, Goose Frubba is apparently from the film Anger Management, which I don't think I've seen, so I don't know how I know that.
Wow.
It is a word used by Buddy Rydell in order to keep his patients from becoming irate.
Ah.
So appropriate context.
There you go. And And to stop people from getting irate, it might be appropriate in a second, because Andy Murray, my final story, is someone who claims they are the best wrestler in the world. Who do you think the best wrestler in the world is right now?
Danhausen.
Good shout.
I think he's the best, maybe the best comedy wrestler. He's so much fun, man. I love him.
Well, according to Sports Illustrated, or when he spoke to them, he said this to Sports Illustrated. That's a weird way of saying it. Cody Rhodes has described himself as the best wrestler in the world. Not only the best wrestler in the world, Andy, but the best wrestler in the world, quote, by a large margin.
Everyone else stinks.
He knows what he's doing here. He says he knows that he's going to upset a lot of people. He's not meant to draw ire. But he's feeling himself right now. He's going for the trilogy, of course, with Seth Rollins at Hell in a Cell. And from the impact he's made since arriving in WWE, he's certainly up there in that conversation for me. It's one of those, isn't it? I think it's an entirely subjective thing, and I'm sure that the comment section will be reasoned and just simple negotiations will go on rather than anyone throwing mud. Right, guys?
There you go. I think that it's good when someone with aspirations of being the absolute top guy in the business, which Cody Rhodes clearly does, I kind of got to have that mentality, haven't you? I'm the best, I'm the man, I'm the king, but I'm going to keep improving, which he seems to adopt as well. So, a lot of people need that kind of attitude to push forward. I have no issue what... if I was going to sit and who I think the 20 best wrestlers in the world, Cody Rhodes wouldn't be on that list, as phenomenal as he is. I think, don't get me wrong, I think he's great. Just keep in mind that I watch a lot of wrestling.
Yeah.
So that's a broad range. But I wouldn't put him in that conversation personally, but I love that he's putting this out there for two reasons. Number one, because it shows the self-belief. And number two, it'll piss people off, which is funny. So there you go. Look, he hasn't done a foot wrong in WWE so far. His first month and a half there, however long, has been really, really good. I think that his matches with Seth Rollins have been just sensational stuff. I hope it continues, and I hope that I can sit here at the end of the year, and when I'm making my best wrestlers in the world list, which I do every year, I can put him on it.
So for someone who may well become world champion this summer, you kind of need that mentality. Yeah. And look, Cody knows what he's doing. But the fact he acknowledges it and says, I know this is going to, draw some iron, ruffle some feathers and what have you. Look, boy's a worker. Man's always working.
He's Dusty Rhodes' son.
I did like, was it Dax who tweeted an image of him brutalizing Cody with just by a large margin, we cry laugh emoji.
This is what it's all about, isn't it? This is what it's all about. Just the stir of the pot, man.
My little red velvet impression, that.
It's a little bit of harm. Are you a baddie?
Can you imagine? Please, Jade, let me be in the baddies, just one.
You could be Mark. You'd be a good Mark Sterling.
Thank you.
That is a thing. He's really good.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Wearing a neck brace and stuff.
Let us know who you think is the best wrestler in the world and the worst wrestler in the world.
Not the worst. That's mean. Don't do that.
I'm joking.
Who is the worst wrestler in the world? Is it Roman Reigns? I'm joking.
Oh, you had to say it, didn't you?
It's clearly not Roman Reigns. No, exactly. I think he's great. Just don't. Yeah. Who's the best, though?
Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
Brian Dunn.
Yeah.
There you go.
Everyone can have different opinions. But that's okay. yeah. Have it out in the comments.
That's okay.
It's some assault of Simon Miller. You like it? Yeah, I don't like it. But that's okay.
I
don't know. That's not Miller at all.
No, that's like an EastEnders character.
What? Ian Beale, could I have some jelly deals? Who do you think the best wrestler in the world is, Phil? Hook. There you go. Let us know your thoughts. It's just subjective, guys. Don't get so het up about it. Don't get angry on the internet so much, basically.
Yeah.
Let us know your thoughts, though, on everything we've discussed in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Got the NXT 2.0 review and the AW Dynamite preview coming your way today. Brusky, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions for tomorrow morning on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hiding from your nonsense.
You can follow me at Adam Wilmore. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, it's Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.